Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 5:21-34. The Gospel according to St. Mark 5:21-34. Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "Look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." My theme for reflection is the difference between a bomb and a touch. The difference between a bomb and a touch. If you have ever squeezed onto a crowded bus or train at rush hour, you know what it is like to be pressed on every side. There is no such thing as personal space. You are bombed, notched, elbowed, and jostled, sometimes without apology. If in that moment someone asked, "Who touched me?" you would likely laugh. Everyone touched you. That is what makes Jesus' question in Mark 5 both strange and striking. In a crowd crushing him from every angle, he knew the difference between accidental contact and intentional faith. Mark tells us about a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years, 12 years of weakness, shame, and exclusion. She had spent all she had on doctors, and instead of getting better, she grew worse. Desperation pushed her into the crowd. She believed, "If I only touch his clothes, I will be healed." She did not want a conversation or attention, just a quiet miracle. And she got it. Instantly, her body knew she was healed. But Jesus was not content to let her slip away anonymously. He stopped the procession, looked around and asked, "Who touched me?" Here is the problem. Faith, unlike the press of the crowd, cannot remain invisible forever. The disciples thought Jesus' question was absurd. Everyone was touching him. But Jesus knew not all touch is equal. Many brushed against him out of curiosity or convenience. One reached out in faith, and power went out from him. That distinction mattered, and he wanted it noticed. The woman, trembling, confessed. Instead of shaming her, Jesus restored her. "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." not just physical healing, but dignity, belonging, and peace. Her secret faith became public testimony. Jesus turned her need into a story that would encourage generations of believers. So what does this mean for us today? Many of us brush against Jesus in passing. We say the prayers, attend the service, or carry the label of Christian. But faith is more than proximity. It is the deliberate, desperate, hopeful reach of the heart that says, Jesus, I need you. And when we dare to reach out, even timidly, he responds with healing that goes deeper than the body, reconciliation with God, restoration of dignity, and renewal of hope. As N.T. Wright reminds us, faith is not just believing in spite of evidence. It is acting loyally and trustingly on the basis of the God who raised Jesus from the dead. Faith moves us from the crowd to the touch, from anonymity to encounter, from merely brushing past Jesus to being transformed by him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, am I content to stay in the crowd near Jesus, or am I reaching out to him with a faith that expects transformation? Number two, where might Jesus be inviting me to turn private faith into public witness? And now our practical exercise. Identify one area of your life where you've been brushing past Jesus without fully trusting him. Take 5 minutes to pray specifically about that area, naming your need honestly. Then share that prayer with a trusted friend or family member, letting faith move from private to shared. Lord Jesus, you know the difference between casual contact and faith's desperate touch. Teach us to reach for you with trust, not just proximity. Heal what is broken in our bodies, our relationships, and our souls. Restore our dignity. Call us daughter and son, and send us in peace to bear witness to your goodness. Keep us from blending into the crowd when you are calling us to encounter. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.